Hi, my name is Alex, and I'm going to be your guest astrologer today. I'm filling in for Adam while he is on vacation, and I am a current student in two of Adam's classes, and he had asked me to come on here and share my thoughts on the Sun-Pluto opposition that's happening on July 22nd. I'm super grateful to have this opportunity to be on here and share some of my thoughts on this opposition coming up. I'm going to stick with Adam's structure of like the five things that you can look for and really dive into some archetypal themes. So I don't want to get too specific and just keep it more archetypal. Before I get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe to Adam's channel, share your comments. All of this stuff helps his channel to grow, which of course we always want. If you want to learn more about his work, including the readings that he does and also all of the wonderful classes that he offers, you can check that all out at nightlightastrology.com. Like I said, I'm in two of his classes right now, and I could not recommend them highly enough. I'm getting so much information out of them, from the roots of ancient astrology to how to give readings to fighting imposter syndrome. So you really would get a lot out of his classes. I'll stop rambling about that now, but yes, check out his work and the classes that he offers at nightlightastrology.com. If you have any questions for him or his team, you can email info@nightlightastrology.com. I'll plug my own work in here just quickly. Again, my name is Alex, and my middle name is Sky. So you can find me at Sky, SKYE, dot astrology on Instagram. I also have a website, and that's skyastrology.com. And on there, you can find out about how to like reach me, how to contact me, a little bit more about who I am and my style, which hopefully you will see today. And of course, there's a link to book a reading with me, as my books are now officially open. Okay, I think that's all the logistics for now. So I want to share my screen with you, pull up the real-time clock here, so we can set the stage for what we are talking about. Let me see here. So again, today we're talking about the Sun opposing Pluto. The Sun is in Cancer and Pluto is in Capricorn. And this is happening on Saturday, July 22nd. What I find really interesting about this opposition is that Pluto is actually retrograde right now, and the Sun is about to leave Cancer, actually. So it's just spending its final day or two here in Cancer. And as it does that, it's opposing Pluto. So we are setting the stage. When we talk about anything Pluto, really, like any transits to Pluto, I'm just going to stop sharing this. We often think about the key phrases of, death and destruction, or creation and destruction, and then like rebirth, ego versus the shadow and subconscious, and all of these kind of things, which are valid. I think that there's a reason why we think of Pluto and we think of all of those key phrases. And so, all the archetypal themes that I kind of came up with for today's talk on the Sun opposing Pluto kind of stem from those key themes, but we get a little bit more specific. So I hope that they resonate with you in some capacity. And yeah, it's just five themes to watch out for as this opposition is perfecting. So number one, I titled it, "I Didn't Know I Had It in Me." And I titled it this for a couple different reasons, but I'll explain it a little bit first. I think that, with Pluto, like I had said, Pluto is kind of related to that tower moment, that moment of like, okay, things are crumbling down, or things are being exposed, or this is not what I thought it was going to be, and now I need to shed some layers or whatever. When we're talking about Pluto, we can be talking about like pretty dark or challenging times. So that "I didn't know I had it in me" kind of comes from It's in those moments of the dark and challenging times that we are kind of forced to dig down deep and to access something within us that's always within us, but doesn't need to be exercised every single day, thank God. But we have this inner power and this inner strength to be able to dig up and to pull out to face these, dark times, which I'm not saying that like all these like super dark, scary times are about to come with this opposition. But you might find that you're feeling like, oh gosh, wow, I didn't realize I had all of this power or strength or courage or ability to stand up for myself or whatever it is inside of me until I was faced with adversity. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking about the analogy of like a pilot light. When I was a kid, I lived in a house and I had like an electric or gas or something like that fireplace. And I didn't know that there was always like a little pilot light like going off. And that made it so that anytime we wanted to click on, the fireplace would come on. But I only learned that that pilot light was there and needed to be there when the power went out. So it's when the power went out, when the darkness comes, when like the struggle comes that we're like, oh yeah, okay, like I have this pilot light that I need to reignite in order to, light up again or find the strength or whatever it might be. So again, I didn't know I had it in me is accessing a sense of strength and a sense of power and a sense of courage. To be able to kind of get through somewhat difficult times, if those times are there. And I wanted to share, I don't know, an anecdote, I guess. Between, I have a psychology background, so I'm actually a therapist. So a lot of what I'm going to talk about today is a lot of like inner stuff, inner challenges, inner struggles, just things that we experience as human beings. I find a lot in my work that it's the time where like people want to make the change or people come out with this like rah, this like empowered voice when they just like can't take it anymore. When either there is something in the external environment that keeps on pushing and pushing and pushing, or they're continuously met with like their fear or their anxiety or their worry or whatever it is over and over again. And sometimes, a lot of times, people have this moment of, you know what? I'm sick of it. Like, I've bumped up against this so many times that, like, I'm just gonna. And I'm not saying it's easy to just like pull yourself up. That's not what I'm saying at all. But when you bump up against adversity so many times, there becomes this moment of something inside of you just comes out. It's almost like, Pluto represents this primal energy as well, primal or survival like or whatever it is. So it's almost like this primal energy comes up and is like, no, I'm done. I'm really done here. And we can surprise ourselves when we access that and bring it up and we're able to create change based on that energy. So that's the first archetypal thing that you can look out for is kind of this like hidden power within yourself that might come out and surprise you. Or you might see it in other people too. It might surprise you. You might see someone who's typically like, oh yeah, okay, like very polite, very kind. And you just almost like wish that they would stand up for themselves more, whatever it is. And they might one day just not like snap in a bad way, but just like put their foot down. So just kind of be on the lookout for that. The second thing is I titled it Protecting My Spark. So I guess the spark is like the sun and the protecting is like encapsulating like what's kind of protecting it, or what's keeping it kind of in the dark a little bit. So let me explain. This actually, the protecting my spark came from my own inner experience that I've been going through lately. And not to get too vulnerable here as it's my first time, but I'll share a little bit of what I'm talking about here. So, and I feel like a lot of people can resonate with me. It sometimes in life, it might feel like, these wonderful things that you love about yourself can kind of get like pushed to the side, or you can be met with like, that's a little too much, or, like, don't be too loud, don't be too whatever it might be. So we stop being too loud, we stop taking up space, we stop shining our light. And I know that that's getting like a little dark and touchy, but I think a lot of people can resonate with that. And honestly, like, to go off on a little bit of a tangent, that's how shadow material forms. I think a lot of people think that the shadow is just like the gross parts of like being a human, like resentment and jealousy and like all this other taboo stuff that like shouldn't be seen. Like maybe, yeah, like that stuff is in our shadow, is in our subconscious a little bit, but it's also like the wonderful things about us that maybe weren't accepted at some point in our life. So then we kind of like put again our light in the dark. We kind of shove it in the closet and we don't want to like take up too much space. So protecting my spark again is once we realize that that light and that spark and that beauty that is us is in the closet and is hidden, and we're like, I don't really love that. How do I access this again? I think what Pluto opposing the sun can do for us is say, like, well, what if you just tried to access that like on your own? You don't have to dig this all out and shine it like to the whole world. That can feel very, very scary. And I mean, like, if you want to do that, great. But I think, with Pluto kind of being associated with like isolation and secrets and kind of like keeping things like separate, especially in Capricorn, which I see as like the kind of like shaman on the mountain type of thing. I think Pluto opposing the sun can be a time where we see ourselves or other people, mostly ourselves, dabbling with the like, well, what would it be like if I took up some space? Or if I really did let this part of me shine? And honestly, again, like I titled this archetypal theme, Protecting My Spark, because I think it's okay that we don't want to share it yet. I think it's okay if it's like, no, like I want to see what it feels like for me to embody this part of me that I haven't in so long. And I need to do that in private. I need to test out what this feels like. And that could look like, this is just the simple example that's coming up for me, but like singing in the shower when no one is watching, or like dancing when no one is watching, or reciting poetry out loud when you're by yourself. Accessing that thing that you miss about yourself and like between you and you. And I think with the sun being in Cancer too, there can be a little bit of like, how can I by myself nurture this? I think about that scene, and I don't think I'll ruin anything for anyone here, but I just recently watched Daisy Jones and the Six, which I loved. But there's a scene where, she feels like she's not a good enough singer and artist and songwriter and things like that, and she just has to find out for herself if she can do it. So she goes to like a random bar and there's no one there. Maybe like two people there, and she plays the piano and sings a song. And she didn't have to have anyone watching her to know that, okay, yep, this is what I need to do. I can do this. But the whole point of the matter is that she was exercising that spark, that thing that she had in her that she once shoved away. She was exercising that in isolation. So that would be the second archetypal theme I have there. I'm just flipping over my notes. Don't mind me. The third, where did I put it here? The third archetypal theme that I would watch for with this sun opposing Pluto is the courage to look at fear head on. I'm going to talk about fear actually in another one too, but so the courage to look at fear head on, or to face the pain, to face the symptom, I guess you could call it. There's my therapy brain. I feel like in our, I'm not going to get on my soapbox here, but I mean, for a second, I'll step on it. I feel like in our society, we do not value what, we have a hard time valuing what pain and discomfort and fear can do for us. And I mean, one, like fear is protecting us, you know? But two, I think more so like when we're talking about quote unquote symptoms, right? Like anxiety or something like that. I really think, and honestly, like I got this mindset through the work of James Hillman and Thomas More. They talk a lot about seeing the symptom as a way into the soul, right? If we're experiencing such anxiety, such fear about something, how can we move towards it and listen to what it's trying to share with us? There is a message in the fear, there is a message in the pain, there is a message in the discomfort, and honestly, there's healing wisdom in it too. I feel like it has something to do with alchemy, but like I can't really wrap my head around it right now to explain it right now. But it's almost like there's this big pain, fear, you know, symptomatic discomfort ball, and in that ball, like deep within, in the center of it, there's like the healing wisdom. There's the key to be able to like unlock whatever it is that this fear is telling us that we need to go towards or that we need to resolve, or something like that. So the courage to look at fear head on. You might find yourself with this sun opposing Pluto saying, okay, I feel this fear and I've felt this fear before. And I'm probably going to feel it again. Typically, my response would be maybe it'll get better, or like maybe there's a way around it. Maybe I can do this in some sort of way where it doesn't feel so scary and it feels kind of comfortable. Maybe. But this transit might give you the courage to say, you know what? What happens if I just turn my body and I just look at it? I look at it head on. I often think of like kids, and I mean, even sometimes as an adult, but like kids when they are like laying in bed at night and it's dark and maybe that there's like a nightlight or something like that, and they see like this object, this shadowy thing in the corner. And it's like, oh my God, like that's a monster. Like that is a monster. It's so scary. Like I can't look at it. I'm just gonna sit here in silence. But you, oh. My computer just did something weird. But once you look at it, once the kid gets enough courage to say, like, okay, I'm gonna go over to that dark, shadowy character and I'm gonna face it. And they realize it's just like a coat hanging in like a weird way on the doorknob. I often feel like the stories that we make up in our minds about the things that we are scared of, it can be bigger than the actual thing. And honestly, like there's such, again, with power, right? Pluto power, but there's such power in being able to say, like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna look at this thing. I'm gonna own this fear. I'm gonna look at it and I'm gonna get in there and I'm gonna see what it's about. I'm gonna feel it. I'm gonna feel that fear. And I'm not going to subscribe to the story that because that this is uncomfortable, this means I'm doing something wrong, because that's not it. And I guess like, I know I was getting really deep there, but this example that I want to share with you guys isn't so deep. But I think about this experience that I had with, and I don't know if it was a Pluto transit to anything in my chart, but I like money conversations and thinking about money and whatever has always been like uncomfortable for me, like it is for a lot of people, I think. I guess I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm like afraid of money, but there is some fear around, you know, having too much and not having anything at all, or there's just a lot of discomfort with that. And so I would try to find ways to manage my finances, but like not look at my bank account and like not have anything planned out. And the moment that I mustered up that courage and I was able to say, like, okay, I'm gonna sit down. I'm actually gonna look at my bank account. I'm gonna see what's in there and I'm gonna budget. I'm gonna map out what all my bills cost and, you know, so on and so forth. And I'm gonna do it. When I looked at that, I mean, granted, it was scary, but after I got through that moment, I got through the woods and through the fear and the tears and everything that came with it, I feel like I have a sense of control over that thing that I was so afraid of. And there was a quote here that I'm not going to be able to find now, but it's really interesting how our ego just wants to keep us like, I'm not even going to go off this tangent of the ego thing. But if we face our fears head on and we look at it and we sit with it and we give our fears room to exist within us, they might not have as much control over us as we think that we do. Just one more thing that I'm thinking of with this is it's kind of the moment when in Home Alone, where I think the boy is like terrified of the furnace down in the basement. And there's one scene, I'm pretty sure, where he, excuse me, I'm gonna drink water, where he looks at the furnace and he's like, you know what? I'm not afraid of you anymore. You're just a furnace. It's that moment. So I just offer to you, what would it be like to look at your fears head on, to move towards the pain, towards the discomfort, and towards the fear? And honestly, with the sun being in Cancer, like maybe having someone there to hold your hand while you do it. I did not look at my finances all on my own. I had a supportive person there with me. So I think that the sun in Cancer can really help you with that. And honestly, it's interesting that I'm bringing up finances because, like, I don't know, some I relate Capricorn finances. So yeah. Maybe be on the lookout for that. The fourth point I want to bring up here, and these last two are a little bit shorter. The fourth thing that I see with the sun opposing Pluto is this sense of like fear of losing myself or just yourself in general. So when the sun is all about my identity and myself and who I am, and these are my narratives that I stick to. And when the sun makes one of these aspects, one of these kind of more difficult aspects to Pluto, there can be this like fear moment here. So the fear of losing myself is like, okay, I might feel like there is something here that I have to let go of, especially with Cancer being at the, I mean, the sun being in the anaretic degree of Cancer, it's almost like this like letting go moment, I think. Like finishing something up and like finally like releasing. And with the sun being in Cancer, those things that we might be releasing might be family narratives. They might be family wounds, like, things that have to do with family. So we can come up against this like, all right, I don't want to subscribe to this narrative anymore. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I have an idea of what I want for myself. And it's really hard to get there because I feel like if I let these other narratives go, though they're now causing me pain and distress, and I don't really subscribe to them anymore, letting them go is like letting a part of myself go. And that can bring up fear of like, who am I going to be if I let this go? And I mean, I obviously want to offer you totally valid. And I think I keep coming back to the word courage because, courage isn't doing something in the absence of fear. Courage is doing something even though the fear is there. And there, that fear of losing yourself, like I said, is very valid. And also bringing in the whole like death, rebirth kind of cycle thing of Pluto, in order to make room of something new for something new, like a new version of ourself, a new narrative, new way of looking at the world, we do kind of have to let something go. So in a way, we're letting parts of ourself die so that we can create room for something new. And so perhaps you're losing parts of yourself, and that can too feel very scary. And I'm not going to sit here and give people advice or whatever. I just wanted to kind of like focus on the archetypal theme of this fear of losing yourself. But, I would say another archetypal theme that's kind of like weaved in with that is like celebrating the things that are dying as well. Like the sun can be kind of like celebratory and whatever. But we can express gratitude for these parts that we no longer want in our life anymore. We can express gratitude and appreciate them for what they did and let them rest. And that might, not feel as scary. But yeah, the fear of losing yourself can definitely come up a lot. And honestly, I've seen it come up a lot. I know that the as I'm recording this, I'm about a few days away from this opposition, but I'm hearing this more and more in people is like, oh gosh, like change is coming. Not in not to again, not to say that this opposition is like huge change is coming. But if that is the case for you, if you are feeling a change happening, you can be met with this fear of losing parts of yourself. Okay. And the final point that I wanted to make isn't necessarily like a theme that I really came up with, but I thought it was interesting that I was going to do this episode on the sun opposing Pluto because I'm reading this book called The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weist. It's called The Mountain Is You, and underneath it says Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. And I was like, oh, wow, that is very sun opposed Pluto, like sun self-mastery and Pluto sabotage can be there a little bit, I think. So I just wanted to share with you a couple of insights, or just like the overarching theme that this author talks about in this book, because I think that it's very poignant for the sun opposing Pluto. So she's talking a lot about how self-sabotage, which we all do, but like self-sabotage comes from, actually, let me just read this to you because I think I can find it real quick and we can see if it resonates. Okay. Again, this is in the book called The Mountain Is You. So she says, in reality, self-sabotage is simply the presence of an unconscious need that is being fulfilled by the self-sabotaging behavior. To overcome this, we must go through a process of deep psychological excavation. We must pinpoint the traumatic event, release unprocessed emotions, find healthier ways to meet our needs, reinvent our self-image, and develop principles such as emotional intelligence and resilience. A lot of sun words there. But she's saying, let me just repeat that first part. Self-sabotage is simply the presence of an unconscious need that is being fulfilled by the self-sabotaging behavior. And she goes into talking about, she says on the next page, self-sabotage is what happens when we refuse to consciously meet our innermost needs, often because we don't believe that we're capable in handling them. So basically, I think what she's saying is that we're sabotaging ourselves because there's a need that is, well, that's not being met, but the need is kind of like in the distance. It's kind of in our peripherals. We're not quite sure exactly what that need is, but we're trying to get it met somehow. And I think she talks about and uses the example of, let me find it again here. She says, sometimes we sabotage our relationships because we really want, what we really want is to find ourselves, though we are afraid of being alone. So she's saying that the unmet need is feeling like this is who I am, knowing who I am. So then we subconsciously self-sabotage our relationships, leaving us not in a relationship, which then forces us to be like, okay, who am I? Like forces us to be alone. So I just thought, I hope that that makes sense. And I just thought that this whole concept of self-sabotage being a way of getting our needs met is very sun opposed Pluto. And also like the empowerment piece again, like if we know, if we can go towards that thing, that unmet need, if we can go towards that, even though it might be uncomfortable and might be like scary and all this stuff, or just confusing in general, but if we can go that towards that and understand a little bit more about what it is, not just analyzing it, but like feeling it, then we're so much closer to being able to get that need met, and we can do that on our own, whether that's like us like asking people to help us, or us just doing that between ourselves, us and ourselves. There was something else that I was just thinking of when I was saying that, and I think I forget what it is. But yeah, again, like going towards the things that are hidden. I remember now. I feel like when I think of things that are hidden and unmet needs and unconscious and, all that kind of stuff, I'm thinking about Pluto. And I think that Pluto really speaks to us in images. It doesn't really speak to us in logic, I feel like. Pluto speaks to us in images and songs, and it's not so much like cryptic like Neptune would be, but it's like these like urges to images and urges and like feelings. So if we want to connect more to our subconscious, I think a place to start, or maybe just notice, have that be the intention of like, I'm gonna start to notice, start to be aware of the unconscious, which is like hard to do because the unconscious is something you're not aware of. But say you're going down that journey right now. I would pay attention to the like the urges that you feel, the gut reactions that you feel, the images that are coming up in your dreams, things like that. I feel like they Pluto speaks in that kind of language, and that can be really helpful to getting closer again to those unmet needs that this author is talking about. Okay. Well, that was quite the journey, and I hope that that all made sense, and that you took what resonates with you. Maybe you're already feeling some of these things, and just the fact that you can relate, I feel like means a lot. I'm a Taurus rising, so ruled by Venus, and relating to people is definitely important to me. So yeah, I mean, share your comments and your thoughts and whatever in the comment section. Feel free to share your comments with me directly. Again, you can just direct message me on my Instagram, and that's sky skye dot astrology. I'd be happy to hear your thoughts, and thank you all so much for going on this journey with me. And I'm wishing you all the best. Okay.